Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They have one of the best running back duos in the league, so I think they start off with just getting those guys going, and deservedly so. Those guys are talented, and the line's talented, and then they set up their passing game just through play action and stuff like that. So when you watch it from a defensive perspective, obviously you see the big picture at 52 points, but I think the Bears just had some miscues here and there in the back end that led to that. But, you know, it's a different week, and, you know, it's a one-week life, and people were talking crazy about us week one, and now they want to sing our praises week two, and we really don't care either way. It's up to us to week three do what we need to do for ourselves.
And that was just his way of saying, Kyle Hamilton's way of saying, well, you know, the Bears suck, so let's not compare them to us. I think that was easy to say that. Yeah. You agree with that? That's just, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a good kid.
I don't think he's the
Dame guy
type to go out and chirp. He right. just lets yeah. his play do the talking. Now, maybe he talks on the field. I don't think he's the type to do it through the media.
Yeah, but I think he was saying, yeah, the Bears suck, so how about not compare them to us? They gave up 52 points. People talk about our defense, and we gave up that many probably in two games.
It is so funny what that W does. Like, the context of the game, you could have played horrible and find a way to win, and people don't critique it and criticize it. You could play your ass off and have something goofy happen and lose, and they'll go back and critique every single damn play you made because you lost. It's just, it's an odd thing to see in football, because we have some teams that are 2-0, and you're going, how? But they're 2-0. They Bengals. Figured out a way to win. Yeah, Bengals are one.
But they have given up 11 plays of 20-plus yards in two games. That's
how many of them
league?
Were in the first game, though?
I'm trying to find that out because okay. that's my thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, if this were – when you start doing an average, and let's say 10 of them were in the first game and one was in the last game, you're going, okay, they fixed that. And I know that's not the case, but I do think there had to be more in that game against the Bills.
Are you concerned about that, Ant? 11 plays of 20 or more yards in the first two games.
Yeah, actually, it does get my attention a little bit. Because the defense has not been what I had hoped this early on. So, yeah, that does kind of concern me a little bit. I'm not concerned because it's not that good a team, but.
A little bit.
Because there are going to be upsets during the season. You know that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Rob helped us out by trying to pick a couple this week that ain't going to happen. So
I picked the biggest one.
What was the biggest one? Kansas City?
Yeah.
Hold on. Who did you pick?
I didn't pick Kansas City to get upset.
No, but that's still not the biggest point spread.
No, I mean, Kansas City 0-2 ain't going 0-3.
You picked the Panthers to win, right?
I picked the Panthers.
Yeah, they're 6.5 or 6-point dogs. Well, actually, I think it's at 5.5, so that might be right. But you picked another big one, too. The Raiders? The Raiders that knock off Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll find out. I mean, this is when Joe talked about how the Chiefs have played in New York, kind of caught me off guard. I didn't realize they hadn't played well there or against the Giants.
Those things never get me because it's like, I don't know what years that was, mm-hmm. you know, and there's different players, different. I don't know. The problem is the Chiefs are probably better than they are now those years.
I think one of those years, Len Dawson was the quarterback.
Was he?
So it looks like 6 big plays in week one, which is a problem because that means 7 big plays in week one. So 4 against the Browns.
But again, all right, so then let's go back to as well how many of the Browns, I don't put Joe back to work, how many of the Browns were in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean.
Because like when the game's over with, you don't really care when Dylan Gabriel comes in and chucks one down the field. You know, I don't know. Like it's
because they kind of went into that mode.
I'm going to put my feet against the wall and lean forward. Because right. You keep moving that goalpost, man. I'm trying to push it back to
it. What goalpost am I moving? I'm just saying. I'm asking serious questions. I think these are...
How many happened on 3rd and 7, Rob?
Inquiring minds want to know.
How many happened on 1st and goal where there weren't 20 yards to give up?
We have two games of data, and one of the games they gave up 41 points. That's it. I ain't got a lot to work with here to tell you what's what. I know what my eyes tell me. Yeah, put that... Get up against the wall.
Moving that goalpost. I'm trying to resist. Let's go out to West Baltimore and get Shiloh. What up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Guess what, real fast? Look, guess what? I knew you was coming to me. I said, man, I'll put my truck goal on 95. I hope my supervisor ain't watching me on GPS, right? But I knew you was coming to me, dog. I was trying to wait patient, right? Hey, Rob, real fast. I gotta agree with Jeremy, Rob, because I was gonna go straight to Lamar. But like Jeremy said, in the second game, those old four plays without probably came to garbage time. But that's why I was mad when they played Buffalo, because the game was too tight. Rob, put all that to the side for a second.
I am.
Put it to the side.
I am.
Let me go to my man, real fast. Like, you know I call him. Who? Look, let me say it. You know I call him about once or twice a year. When I talk about my man Lamar, right? I heard you talking about Lamar, right? So, boom, I said, let me call in real fast, right? Man, hey, Rob, this guy here, hey, look, let me tell you something, man. This guy right here, hey, every week, every other week, or however you want to do it, hey, this guy be breaking all kinds of set. He would break records, he would set records, he would move. Hey, Rob, I'm going to tell you, man, look, this year right here, look, I ain't selling for just playoffs, right? I know we got to go through the playoffs to get to the ship. But, well, we got to do it, man. This guy, hey, did you just say to me, I know I heard you say it wrong. Look, did you say he was the best passer in the NFL?
Right? He has the highest passer rating in the history of the league.
Right. Real fast. Look, when he was running the ball, hey, Jeremy, you remember? Hey, is he on that?
Yeah, man, he's there.
Hey, did you? Listen to me. Do you remember when he first came in the league? Oh, man, he just running, man. He just this. He going to get hurt and all. Man, he been in the league, what, 7 years long? How many years he been in the league?
Yeah. He's 8 years right now.
Right. Look, before you let me go, hey. Yeah. What my man doing right now? Hey, what my man doing? What he got right now? Touchdown. Wait, what he doing right now?
Who, Lamar?
You know what? Hey, let me ask y'all real fast. He got 3 MVPs, right?
Two.
He got two.
He got two.
The NFL gave him 2, and I gave him 1.
Oh, my bad. He got Shiloh MVP. Hey, Shiloh. You have a good weekend, man. We got to go, bro. He gave him a Shiloh MVP. I don't have a Shiloh MVP. It's some bull, man.
Who the hell is Jeremy? For the past 3 weeks, I've been the other guy.
Why do I not have a Shiloh MVP? Hey, Shiloh. If I don't get a Shiloh MVP, we got problems, man. Hey, Jeremy.
What? I don't have a bell, man. I got to point something out, though. What? But if Shiloh said he hopes his supervisor's not watching the GPS, you better hope he's not listening to the show either, because I don't know how many guys out there named Shiloh that sound like you. You know, like, that's the other thing.
So. Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, which 0-2 team is the most desperate for week 3? Man, our buddy Ralph says it's the Bears. Yes. They ain't desperate. They just suck. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sir, it's Friday now. Is Antonio back in the country?
I don't know. How long was he in Sicily?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I got to do this. Why don't I do this since I told Joe I was going to do it before and I didn't. Two tickets to see Iggy Pop. That's right. On September 29th. That? Iggy Pop. You don't remember old Iggy, that skinny dude with his shirt off?
Oh.
Yeah. No. I think he was Anthony Kiedis before Anthony Kiedis, right?
Kind of, yeah.
September 29th at Anthem, courtesy of IMP. We have two per. So 410-583-105. Hold on. I'm trying to give out two different things at the same time. 410-583-1057 is the phone number. We'll take caller number 5 and caller number 6.
410-583-1057, like the man said. Out of all the 0-2 teams in the National Football League, guys, who is more desperate? Let me give you the culprits, all right? The Jets, I can't give you the Dolphins because they're already 0-3. The Jets, the Browns, the Texans, the Titans, the Chiefs, the Giants, the Bears, the Saints, the Panthers, and that's it. Who's the most desperate?
Who's the most desperate out of the 0-2 teams?
Yes.
Chiefs. I mean, the most is expected of them. I mean, I don't think anybody expects any of the Giants or the Bears or the Panthers or any of those teams. The Chiefs are, I don't care who they play, kind of stunning. They've started the season 0-2.
You don't think their confidence and knowing that they're going to win and bounce back takes away the desperation?
Not until you win.
I can give you another one.
You don't think the fact that they've been there, done that, takes away the desperation?
Well, why would anybody be desperate if they sucked? Like, why would the Panthers be desperate?
I agree with you. I just want to mess with you.
I think I can give you a reason why a bad team would be desperate. Why? But, like,
on the hot seat or something?
No, I'll get to that. The other team that I think should be thrown in there is the Texans. Can you afford to go 0-3?
Yeah.
And, you know, lose to Jacksonville now where you're looking up at Indy starting off 2-0. We don't know how they're going to do. I don't know that you can afford to go 0-3 in that. I mean, maybe you can because it's probably down, but I think that's a desperate team. And I know you were busting Ralph's balls, but I'll say this about the Bears. I think the Bears are desperate because it's a new coach coming in trying to implement this new system. Yeah. People have been bashing Caleb Williams. He needs a coming out party, and Dallas's defense can do that for you. But the correct answer is the Chiefs. Just because this isn't expected of them. We're expecting them to be in the playoffs and teams try to knock them off and then the damn usual happening. We got the best team ever. What? We turned it over 3 times and the Chiefs kicked the last second field goal? Great.
Yeah, and they had divisional loss for the first game too.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Chiefs desperately. I mean, that because I think there comes a time where if you're a good team like that and you're not winning and not getting results, you start questioning yourself. When you're that good, it means your ego is probably a little more fragile than others because you're not used to losing. You're not used to going 0-2. So I think they're definitely desperate. They're thinking, we can't go 0-3.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's obviously a situation now, too, because it's not just going 0-3. It's going 0-3, and then you get the Ravens the next week.
Yeah.
So there is the potential for 0-4 if you drop this Giants game. Man, that's such a tough game to even look at, too, because the Chiefs' offense has not looked good at all.
And it's the running game. They can't run the football. That's the biggest problem. They can't run the football, Jeremy. In last year, they could run the football. They didn't have a prolific runner or anything like that. They just got it done.
I told you, Isaiah Pacheco's running. Pacheco's what they have. He's running like a cat with mittens on.
He's mad at the ground.
Yeah. Damn legs coming up.
I would take it one step farther, Ed. I think the Chiefs are desperate for the next 2 weeks because 1-2, you don't get to breathe. You got the Ravens next week. You got a chance to go 1-3, which, you know, it's not as bad as 0-4, but 1-3 is pretty bad. So I think they're playing the next 2 weeks with desperation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be fine when the 17th game is played. But right now, I think they're desperate.
You don't want to dig that deep of a hole.
No.
I mean, you're good enough to come out of it, but do you really want to dig that deep of a hole? I mean, you're talking about maybe backing your way into the playoffs at that point. If they go 1-3, now they have to find a way to back their way into the playoffs because somebody at the top has to go cold. And it ain't like baseball where 2 weeks equals, you know, double-digit game. 2 weeks can equal 13 games. 2 weeks is 2 games. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody. It's hard to have a team slump that badly if you're starting off 3 games back.
Yep.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. Trippy.
Hello.
Trippy.
Hello.
Yo, Trippy. I'm gonna put Trippier on hold because something going on. Something going on, Joe. Something going on. Yeah.
Maybe Trippier was calling in trying to win those Iggy Pop tickets. Maybe that's what it was.
All right, let's try it again. Trippier, you there?
Yeah, my bad. That's because you said I was in Baltimore. I'm actually in Catonsville. Can you hear me?
Well, it says to Baltimore, man. Nobody asks where you are.
It's you where, give where the you address,
from.
Too?
Where you from? Where you from, Trippy?
Hey, it's Purple Fry. I'm from Emerson Village. You know the west side, the best side, you know?
Baltimore.
I
know you're from Emerson Village? Because you say Emerson Village.
Yeah.
And if you're from I'm from North Avenue, so because I pronounce it North with an F, that means I'm really from.
What part of North Avenue you from? The west side or the east side?
West side, North and Bentlow.
Oh, as long as you ain't from Penn North, we good. Yeah. All right, good, brother?
I'm from the north side of North Avenue.
Where look, man, I came to chime in, man. Look, I know y'all talking about the Chiefs, man, but look, me and my guy from Twitter, bad guy, we've been, because we student of the games. We consider student of the games on Twitter.
Wait, hold up. Does Shiloh give you student of the game status?
No.
You ain't student of the game.
No, my guy, bad guy. Shout out to Shiloh, though, man. I'm going to say Raw about 50 times before he get his point across. That's a good guy, though, man.
It's a good dude.
Back to the Chiefs, though, man. I feel like the Giants going to beat them Sunday night. I know a lot of people said I've been tripping. I know Jeremy probably going to say I'm insane. Hey, Jeremy.
What?
Remember, like 3 months ago, I said the Orioles weren't going to make the playoffs. Remember what you said? I was insane?
Yeah, man. You've been living off that for a while now. We're going to be hearing about that three years from now.
Trippy, I picked the Giants to beat the Chiefs this weekend.
Hey, my
you
guy.
Picks
hey,
before.
Hey, what's going on, man? You good over there?
I'm all right.
He's just a student of the game like you guys.
Yep. Hey, we're a student of the game, man. And me being a student of the game, you know, every time, I don't care who the Bills playing, I'm rooting against the Bills. You know what? So I think I could have played quarterback last night. I think I probably could have beat the Bills. But we'll talk about that another time. But, hey, man, the Ravens, Monday night prime time, they better get it together. We got to be 2-1, you know what I mean? But other than that, y'all have a great weekend. And what, this is the last game, the last homestand for the Orioles, right? So I might come out this weekend.
This weekend and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. Well, y'all might see me this week, you know what I mean?
You know what? We'll be waiting for you. We'll be waiting for you. We'll leave the lights on for you.
All right, y'all have a great weekend.
You too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's encore is at 9:45, but on the other side is Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line.
Yeah, after having a winning night, last night wasn't great for me. I did hit the Dolphins game, missed on a couple other ones, some tough spots there. Nothing like calling a guy over 1.5 bases and watching him get walked 3 times. That's a thing of beauty because a walk does not count as a base when you're betting it. So I'll give you the plays for today. There's a college football game I like tonight. I am going to throw out a few college and pro plays for the weekend. And then we'll go over the baseball slate as well. I'll tell you where to place your wagers coming up next here on The Fan.
Shotgun. Allen Playflake throws to Shakir with a head of steam at the 10. Racing far side 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Shakir. Oh, the quick pass down the line. It's a 15-yard score. The third touchdown of the game for Josh Allen. And the Bills, thanks to the roughing the punter, cap it off and go back in front 27-21.
That's courtesy of Westwood One. And I even said it was a vomit play because with bad teams, you see stuff like this happen all the time. Last week being on the Tennessee Titans and they take a lead in the third quarter and somehow find a way to lose by double digits at home. Like these things happen, but you're going, what happened at that point that you just fell apart? And I think that's something.
It was a team that was ahead by 15 points with 4 minutes left the other week.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
They lost.
See, just crazy things happen. Hope you're not a fan of that team. Anyway, getting back to what happened last night. So I had the Orioles over. Orioles couldn't score. Had Aaron Judge over bases. They walked him so many damn times. I had, what else did we have? We ended up losing the college football game by a half a point. Or, I'm sorry, a point. It was 40. I got it at 44 and gave it out yesterday. Final score was 45. The last touchdown that they scored put it over by a point. So missed that, but there are some good plays today. And as I said, it wasn't my night last night. The weird thing is, I always look at my top five that I put out as the end-all be-all because those are my 5 favorite plays. Mm-hmm. This week has been, what are you looking at? Why'd you pick these games? Because I've had the 1-4 in my top 5, and then my leans, the other plays that I list that I kind of like, 5-0, 4-1, 4-1. And here I am with these sorry-ass top 5s that just aren't coming through. But I love this weekend. I love college football. I love the NFL. Yeah, there's some games that just really stand out. I'm going to throw a few of them out. I'm not going to give you everything. But let's start it off with Major League Baseball. The weather today supports an A's over, Mets over, Padres under, Milwaukee over. Some of these aren't doing much for me as I'm looking at it, looking where the money's coming in. It doesn't really matter to me. Like with the weather, it's not enough of an effect to really put me over in one spot or the other. But the spots that do matter, one of which doesn't stand out, is the Cubs and the Reds that go over 8.5. And I don't know what it is about Shota Imanaga. Whenever he goes on the road, he ends up getting beat up and doesn't pitch like the Shota we're comfortable of seeing as far as, you know, the guy that's been great at home with all the strikeouts. I like him to go under his K's, and I like Seiya Suzuki to go over 1.5 bases as well. He's -105. I like the Nats and Mets to go over 8.5. I like Arizona to knock off Philadelphia. Just something to point out. Philly's locked up everything that they can. There's nothing else for them really to do.
Yeah, man, they're awesome.
So Philly is, this could be, like, picking Arizona to knock off Philly. First off, Taiwan Walker's pitching. He sucks. But Philly doesn't have to put their best foot forward. They can give guys days off. So make sure you're checking their lineups when they come out. I even brought up when they clinched. I don't know if you saw Kyle Schwarber. I don't know how many beers he had. It was a lot. And then he comes back the next day and hits a home run after looking so freaking drunk.
Why has that been in the news? Because it has.
What, him
how
drinking?
How many beers he said, yeah.
He was just pounding.
He was, man. Right?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that maybe he pounds beers like that every day?
That's the feeling it gave me.
Yeah, maybe it's not about,
because,
well, he's not going to be good tomorrow because he's pounded too many beers. No, that's what I do every day.
Yeah, I'll point out one to you. Remember when the Orioles clinched? Did you see Adley in the dugout the next day? No, way
no. He didn't look good.
He had that, can I please get some McDonald's fries and a Coke?
You deserve it. You deserve it, man. You clinch, you deserve it.
Yeah. I like Cleveland and Minnesota to go over 8. As I'm pointing out, Arizona, Ryan Nelson is going, and Ryan, not Ryan, I always like that. Ryan has been pitching better. The algorithm likes him a lot today. So drink and take that. The Angels and Rockies, love it to go over. Bad pitching matchup on top of that. All the bats, to be fair, there's a ton of bats whenever they're playing in Coors that shows up at the top of my hitters list.
Right.
It's weird seeing how many from this game are up there.
Mm-hmm.
They even have guys listed that aren't even going to play in this game. That's how good of an environment this is. So the total is 12. I'm going to take it to go over. I don't like messing with Coors too much unless I see perfect spots, or at least really good spots, and I think this is one of them. I do like Gunner to go over 1.5 bases, one of my favorite plays today, and I took Corbin Carroll as well. In college football, another vomit play. Whenever Iowa plays, everybody what? Bets the under. All the time. Every time.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't
score a lot.
You wouldn't be wrong in most years. I mean, they've had totals in years past of 32. I think they even had one of 29.5 in a game. Yes. That's college football. But this Iowa team's a little bit different. I think their offense is a little bit better, and I think their defense is not as good as it has been in years past.
So they can give up more points.
Yeah, they go on the road to Rutgers. I'd have no problem taking Rutgers plus the points tonight, but I think the over is the better play. I think Rutgers scores and Iowa scores. It's a lower total for college football standards at 45.5, so I do like that. Now, for this weekend, some of the plays that really stood out to me. I love Wisconsin to knock off Maryland. We've talked about it. You've got a freshman quarterback in his first road game. Going to Wisconsin?
Favor?
Yeah, by 10. And people are looking at it, it's like Alabama just beat the crap out of them, and they're favored by 10, and the Terps are 3-0. All records aren't created equal.
Especially in college.
Yeah. So, and you got to look at it this week, because there's a lot of teams that are 3-0, go look at who they played, and now they go on the road for the first time. And I think that's a difficult ask. I think Wisconsin comes in, frustrates Malik, and they win this game handily. I think it's a total mismatch on paper. I like Utah. Nebraska, I talked about them. Nebraska's my favorite play tomorrow. I don't mind giving it out. It's one of those spots that I just can't get away from because, you know, you look at Matt Rhule. He hasn't beat a ranked Big Ten team since being at Nebraska. They had opportunities last year and screwed it up. Now you finally got your offense cooking. The defense is looking better, and you get a down Michigan team that's mm-hmm. ranked. Mm-hmm. They've had this game circled for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the one we want, and that crowd is going to be crazy. Sorry. Anyway,
Oklahoma with
yeah, sing some more. You have to get some more for me. In the NFL, like I've talked about it, I think the Panthers are a live dog. I like the Broncos this weekend. That line movement has me scratching my head. And for anybody that's interested, I think Chicago's the best play this weekend. The Bears. I think the Bears pull off. If you want to call it an upset, you're finding in some places they are favored by a point. But as Lee likes to say, wrong team favored, because there's a lot of places where you're getting the Bears plus a point, plus a 1.5. Love the Bears this weekend. Yep, two vomit plays for you, but we're definitely clicking those buttons. We hit a vomit play last night with the Dolphins, so there you go.
There you go, 410-583-1057. Baltimore, Will. What's up, Will?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I wanted to ask you a question regarding Jaire Alexander, if you think there's any kind of urgency to get him back out there, given Humphrey's kind of dealing with the groin. Nate Wiggins was absent. Plus, you know, he's got his history with the Lions, if you think they're going to try and rush to get him out Monday night.
I think the answer is no. They're not going to rush anything in week three. They're not, because it's the long play. They're 1-1. You know, they're playing a long game right now. They're not going to rush anybody back, in my opinion, Ed, in week three.
I totally agree with you. That's what I'm not so sure Lifey's going to play. I mean, why?
You don't know.
I mean, seriously. It's such a good team. Even if they don't do well in the next two games, okay. You're going to win a whole bunch of those after that. You
gotta
have probably all of them.
Got to have the long play, man. You cannot play. Definitely. Cannot go out there and, we're 1-1. No, you can't react like fans react. You've got to be
Mr. Long pushing the long play. Yeah, right on brand.
Let's go Baltimore.
Play my style. Run the score up.
Let's go to Baltimore, bro. And get Money Man. What's up, man?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, Rob, remember last year I called Justin Fields going to the Steelers, right? Even though it ain't work out, it ain't do nothing, right? You remember I called that, right?
No, I don't. But I'll take your word.
Right. Okay, but listen, check this out. You're going to remember this one. What you think about the Kansas City Chiefs reuniting with Tyreek Hill?
I think it's a possibility. I think it's a possibility, Money. I've said that before. I agree with you. It could happen. And if any team could absorb him, it could be Kansas City. But their biggest problem right now, and I'm not saying that he doesn't help, but their biggest problem is running game. They need to look for a running back, honestly. Tyreek Hill can help, no doubt about that. But they really need a running back. They don't have a running game at all. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I kind of told a fib to Joe about what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, see, you're just like the other callers.
I know, man. I thought I was different, man. But no, earlier, man, y'all was, well, even you just mentioned just now, Jeremy, about you said the Bears are locked this weekend. I disagree, because after that big statement game the Cowboys had this past weekend, coming back like that, beating the Giants, and also that power move that Jerry Jones made, man, after the game by signing Clowney and beating Eric DaCosta to the punch.
Eric DaCosta was racing to Clowney. That's number one. Number two, you actually had a statement game by beating the Giants. That's a statement.
You made a statement by getting 10 days to get ready for a team, and in your home opener, you had to come back and win in overtime.
It's a divisional game.
That's not a statement I want to make. The statement you made is we're not just slightly better than the Giants. Russell Wilson had to throw an awful interception for you to win that game.
But listen, man, it's a divisional game. You got a Super Bowl MVP, Russell Wilson. You know, you acting like we playing against some bum backup, though,
you,
man.
You acting like you playing against the Browns. Oh yeah, Ravens did that. What kind of statement was that? Is that they're equals?
Didn't the Ravens lose to the Browns last season, though?
We're talking about this year. We're talking about this year,
right, man?
Same week.
I think that was a game right there when the Cowboys won that turned the season around, and I actually put the league on notice, honestly. Like, and I think when I'm signing Clowney, it moves us up there, maybe the top three teams in the NFC.
He's not wrong, though. I went to the league meeting and they were all talking about it. Like, did you guys see what the Cowboys did? We're on notice. Nobody says that. Nobody. Like, again, if the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs, they're going to have to win a lot of games 35-30. Because they can't stop a nosebleed. And you didn't see it in week one because the Eagles can't score.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, they did what they were supposed to do at home. I always feel like Oklahoma lets down in these type of spots. So I'll grab the points with Auburn. And it is a bit of a revenge game as Auburn's quarterback was a transfer from OU.
Ed? Oklahoma, I believe. I just like Oklahoma. I think Auburn is going the other way right now.
Give us a little rendition from something from Oklahoma, the musical.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
I didn't have that on my bingo card today.
Didn't expect that, did you?
Is there any chance at all we can undo that? I'm going with Auburn in this one. I'm going with Auburn in this one.
I didn't expect him to do that.
And that's the encore for today.
Encore today and every day brought to you by Lions Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. We talk a lot of football. Lions Den has more than just balls. All kinds of stuff to up your game in the bedroom. So do it before, you know.
You'll like it.
You get that tap. You get somebody else coming in there.
Ed's going to get his like men's warehouse. She's going to like the way she feels.
Hey, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Oklahoma to play?
No. I was in it.
That's one of the songs.
Yeah, I know it was one of the songs. Ed breaking out some show tunes over here.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Eddie, what you learned today?
I decided by necessity. I actually like tea, for one. I didn't think I would, but actually I like this. This is good. I should drink this more often. And also, I fell into some rabbit hole earlier, I don't know why, about Michael Jordan. I had no idea. He was born in the hospital across from my high school.
Oh. New York.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. DeKalb Avenue, it's Brooklyn Tigers on one side of the street, Cumberland Hospital is the other. That's where Jordan was born. Did not know that. So that's what I learned today.
I learned today, every now and then your kids carry you. I was looking at the whole Costco membership.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up, and I just randomly text Stephanie. Stephanie, I think I'm going to get this Costco membership. Do you want me to put you on mine? She said, you're on mine. You've been on it for a year. I said, I didn't know that. She said, I told you a year ago. Just go pick your card up. So she's carrying me. Some national days today. Today is National Love Your Lunch Day. Today is also National Butterscotch Pudding Day. I don't like butterscotch pudding.
Oh, I do.
I do not. Today,
love it.
You'll love this day, Jeremy. Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr.
There you go. Today is National.
You're going to the mall this weekend, is what I'm asking you.
Today is National POW MIA Recognition Day. A couple of birthdays in sports. Today, they would have celebrated a birthday. Duke Snyder, Bob Turley, and Joe Morgan all would have celebrated birthdays today. Randy Myers, former pitcher, turns 63 today. Former pitcher Jim Abbott turns 58 today. Former running back Fred McCrary turns 53 today, and NBA player Trae Young turns only 27. He's been in the league 15 years.
Oh, and he's having a war on social media with Pat Beverly. Beverly said he was scared of him, and then they posted highlights of him just cooking him.
Really?
Yeah, Trae destroyed him.
We're going to go media types. Ken Rosenthal and Bob Papa share birthday today. Who's older, Joe?
Ken Rosenthal.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Jeremy?
I'm going Bob Papa. Screw Rosenthal.
Yeah. Ed?
Rosenthal.
Okay. Bob Papa today turns 62. Ken Rosenthal turns 63.
All right. What did our parents do to kill boredom before the internet? I asked my 26 brothers and sisters, and they didn't know either. I've asked so many
people. They didn't watch it. They made it.
Yeah. I've asked so many people what LGBTQ stands for. So far, no one has given me a straight answer. My wife was sad, so I showed her my boobs. Apparently, it doesn't work both ways.
So true.
What do you call a mobile phone in prison? That's a cell phone. Why do metal bands refuse to drink Coke? Because it's pop. Who can drink 20 liters of gas without dying? Jerry can.
Get it? Jerry can.
Due to the new privacy regulations, we can no longer use patients' names in the waiting room. Doctor, can the patient with an itchy vagina please follow me in the back? let me see. Two mafia hitmen are walking deep into a forest in the middle of the night. One of them says, I got to admit, I'm scared out here. The other replies, you're scared. I got to walk back alone.
I like that.
And my favorite one on the day, what are an ambulance's pronouns?
What?
Wee you, wee you, wee you, wee you, wee you. There you go.
Vinny and Haney up next. Steve Molesky will be in at noon talking baseball right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.